So then your parents farmed in South Dakota.
They did, but by 1929, the bottom fell out. So grandfather's aim was to have land for each child, and he got land for each child.
Your father got land, and his brother got land.
And the girls did, too.
And the girls. But when you say the bottom fell out, what does that mean?
In 1929, the stock market crashed, and the banks failed. The banks took your money, and then you couldn't pay your bills, so then they took your property. And then the drought set in. So all the sources of the income were...
It all came together, didn't it?
All came together.
It was a long drought there in South Dakota, North Dakota, I suppose, in that whole area.
Yes.
Then their land was taken away.
Well, the boys had to go get jobs, and the girls kept theirs. But eventually the boys lost theirs. The girls kept theirs.
Because their husbands were able to work?
Yes, and Edna married into a German family. My husband said, "You have the blondest skin folks I've ever seen." And I said, "The Norwegians married the Swedes, and so what did you expect?" And they married the Germans.
It's very, very blonde. It sure does.
So they're very blonde. And Aunt Alice was the nurse. She was director of nurses in the Rapid City General Hospital and other things, and she kept her land.
The boys lost the land, and so they had to go out and work.
They had to go job hunting.
Somewhere in here, you're born.
1922, the first year.
Yeah, so they have a baby.
I was 7 years old when that happened, of course, when they lost everything.
Do you remember having to leave the farm and all that?
Yes.
Had to be tough, had to be emotionally...
I always felt secure.
Okay, so they didn't put the fear onto you?
No, they didn't. We just knew that we didn't ask for anything because we knew they couldn't do it, and that was all that we did about
that.
Yes.
So your father...
He went job hunting.
What kind of work did he do?
He took the train out to Rapid City. He'd heard there were jobs. He told me he had $3 gold in his pocket. He went in the restaurant to have breakfast, and he heard two men talking about needing two men to help build the studio for Guts and Borglum. He said, "I'm both of them." So he got the job. They wanted somebody to mix the mud. He said, "I never let them run out. I kept it mixed." Mother and I came on the train later.